But we will go into prayer right now. Father God, we worship you this morning, and we continue to give you all the praise, honor, and glory as we celebrate your birth. We celebrate you, O God, Lord and Savior, for who you are. We celebrate your deity. We celebrate your divinity. We celebrate you for coming into our lives, Lord, to give us that eternal life with you. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank and praise you for the magnificence of this call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who were faithful to continue, even on Christmas Day, to put you first, O Lord, as we come together to worship you, as we come together to hear a word from the Lord. Father, we ask that you will continue to be with them, Lord, and bless them in a mighty way. Continue to shower them with favor, O God. You told us that you would do that, O God, that you would just continue, O God, to make our gifts make room for us in Jesus' name. Allow their gifts to make room for them, Lord. Enlarge their territory in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the D.S. de Leon family, O God, and just abundance on their lives, Lord, and direction, Lord, and guidance, O God, and encouragement, and just everything they need, O Lord. Father, continue to grow this Artist International, O Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC call, Father, and for each and every listener who is here on the call. Father, and we just thank you that just for their faithfulness to the call, Lord, and how they hear the word and are not just doers, or hearers of the word, but are doers as well. Now, Lord, we thank and praise you for Pastor Chuck, who would come and bring forth the word on this morning. Oh, God, we thank you for restoring his health, for restoring his body, Lord, and for the word that he will bring to us, Lord, that we know will be nourishment on this day after Christmas. Father, we had physical food yesterday, but now we're going to have some just good down-home spiritual food. And we thank you, O Lord, that you have already given them that. And we clear the airwaves by the word of God. We clear the airwaves by the blood of Jesus, knowing that every word will go forth with clarity, Lord. We will hear it just as it comes to us, Lord, and it will not be even diluted in our minds or in our hearts, Lord, but it will be fortified that we might go out and be a blessing to someone else. Now, Lord, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory as we seek to love you, as we seek to please you daily. We love you, Lord, and we seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Have a blessed day in the Lord, and I now turn the call over to our host, Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Thank you for greeting the people. Praise God for you. And just as she said, family, welcome to the Master's Call. I say welcome to you. I'm telling you good morning. I'm telling you Merry, Merry Christmas, as our sister has said to each one of you, and you greeted us. And we are glad that you are here with us on the Master's Call. Minister Willis said that we seek our Lord and we seek to please him and seek to worship him. And we're so honored that we have this call because it gives us another opportunity for all of us to come together as family members and also our friends to seek the Master, seek his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of doing things. And because of that, these two mighty women of God, they did just that. Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They sought the King. They continue to seek him. And we have the manifestation of this call, the Master's Call. And we are all being enriched. We are being enhanced. And we are becoming empowered believers as we start our day. And we go out every single day telling others about the goodness of the Lord. And that's our mission statement that God gave to these women. Praise God for that. They are so victorious in Christ, and we have a scripture that we stand on. And feel free to go to Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We make sure that we put God first in everything that we do. And when we do that, we know that he is in charge and our steps are being ordered by him. He's guiding us. He's directing us. We have an email address for you, and you can send us all of your praise reports. We would love to hear what has taken place in your life and what you're doing for the King. Also, if you would love to be a prayer warrior, we are calling men and women from the north, from the south, the east, and the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come forward and pray. We know that you guys love to pray, so join us. And you can send all of that to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We have a website address for you, family members, and also our friends. Pass the word. Let them go to themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. They can download our messages. You can put it on your Facebook page. You can record them. Just share the word because it is good. It is good. It is good to hear about our God. And also, just again, as we always say to you, this is our inspirational call, but we have a motivational call too. We get fed the word of God, and then we continue on learning and being fed about Artists International, and many of us are distributors there. So let me give you that number, and I'll give it to you again at the end of the call. But it's hosted by Platinum President, our very own godmother, Dorothy Cook. And they come on and they teach us and they share with us. So please, after this call, dial in to 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. And just as Minister Willis said, we are getting ready to be fed spiritually. And we love our Pastor Chuck. He is ours. And he should, and we can say that because he's a mighty man of God, and his wonderful wife shares him with us on Wednesdays, and we thank her for that. And we just bless God for his faithfulness. He is a pastor. He resides in Louisiana. He is also an author, and his book is called The Death of the Desperate Woman. He is also a musician. He has a Facebook page, family. Feel free to go to Pastor Chuck Brown's Facebook, and you will be able to find out more about him. And, oh, no, yes, Louisiana. I think I said Louisiana or New Orleans. I'm sorry, Pastor Chuck. He's the senior pastor, and his church is in New Orleans. And again, you know what, let me just be quiet and let the word come forward. I'm just so excited and so love him and love to hear the word. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Robin.
Good morning. God bless you, sir. It's all yours.
Thank you so much, Minister. I appreciate you and the service that you and my other sisters provide and just the faithfulness that you all have allowed to come forth and your commitment to the vision that God has given Pastor Vanessa in this call and Dr. PK. I praise God for them as well. And I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I pray that God has blessed you and that you allow this time to be a reflection on the greatest gift that God has given to us, his son, Jesus Christ. I want to get right into the word of God. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. I'm going to be reading out of the New Living Translation. For sake of time, I'm going to get right to those main scriptures, Numbers 13, verse 17 through 20, and then verses 30 through 31. Moses gave the men these instructions as he sent them out to explore the land. Go north into the Negev, into the hill country. See what the land is like. Find out whether the people living there are strong or weak, few or many. See what kind of land they live in. Is it good or bad? Do their towns have walls, or are they unprotected like open camps? Is the soil fertile or poor? Are there many trees? Do your best to bring back samples of the crops that you see. Verse 30. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. Let us go at once to take the land, he said. We can surely conquer it. Verse 31. But the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. We cannot go up against them, for they are stronger than we are. The last time I was sharing, we've been still in the series, Living Life Without Options. And I need you to realize, and this is something that the Lord just gave me, man, your best days are still ahead of you. I'm not using this as a cliche. I need you to understand that all that you've been through in your life is for this very moment. there is an amazing promise from God that he wants to release in your life. But here's the thing. This promise can scare you if you let it, because it has to do with impossibility. I'm so grateful that I serve a God who can do the impossible in my life. There is absolutely nothing that he can't do. His word is his bond. His promises never fail. He always comes through. He is simply amazing. And this amazing God who does impossible things wants to do them in your life. However, you must realize that in order for you to experience this, his way has to be the only choice. He expects you to live the best life possible. At the same time, he knows that you can't live the card of life as long as you have other options on the table. Therefore, poverty is not an option. Disobedience is not an option. Stopping is not an option. Today, I want to go further with this message. Doubt is not an option. Doubt is not an option. I can't trust God and doubt him at the same time. It's one or the other. Faith or doubt. Trust or doubt. Belief or doubt. Doubt occurs when you don't trust what God said to you or about you. It occurs when you don't trust what God said to you or about you. I remember reading Mike Murdock, and he said something that I've never forgotten. God's only pleasure is to be believed. His only pain is to be doubted. Yeah, his only pleasure is to be believed. His only pain is to be doubted. Doubt is an enemy of faith. It works against you by pushing you farther and farther away from the land that God promised to give you. I'm a man who refuses to doubt God's promises to me. Even when it seems like life doesn't look like what he promised me, I still hold on to his promise. In our text, the Israelites chose 12 men from each tribe to go out and spy out the land that God promised them. They did so, and what they saw amazed them. It blew them away. It put them in awe of God's ability to overwhelm them with his blessings and favor. But here's the problem. They allow doubt into their situation, and whenever doubt moves in, faith moves out. When faith moves out, you no longer have the favor of God, because favor is only released to those who walk by faith. I wonder if anyone who needs God's favor on them, then you have to determine that in your life, doubt will not ever be an option. Here are the principles I want to share with you that's going to help you keep doubt away while causing faith to rise up in you. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 23, and verses 27 through 28, just hear this. It says that when they came to the valley of Eshkol, they cut down a branch with a single cluster of grapes so large that it took two of them to carry it on a pole between them. They also brought back samples of the pomegranate and figs. And this is their report to Moses, verse 27. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and indeed it was a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here's the kind of food it produces. But the people there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there, the descendants of Anak. Here's number one, and I want you to get this in your heart. The size of your enemy determines the size of your blessings. The size of your enemy determines the size of your blessings. Who on the line this morning is expecting God to do something big for them? I'm talking about mighty things, phenomenal, great, extraordinary things. I'm talking about the kind of blessing where he does exceeding abundantly above all you could ask or think. I tell you, God is about to do great things in you and for you. At the same time, the enemy wants to do whatever he can to stop God's promise from manifesting in your life. So he'll use sickness to stop you. He'll use pain to stop you. He'll use struggle and crazy drama and traumatic and stress-filled circumstances and anything else he can to stop you. He knows that when people see a big enemy, they are more than likely to throw faith out the window. But here's the thing you've got to grab hold of. We walk by faith and not by sight. So what I see can determine what I believe. I got to be careful. In fact, whenever I'm facing big issues, instead of tripping out, I should be encouraged by the fact that there is a big breakthrough right with it. I don't know who it is, but there's somebody here today who's dealing with big. Dealing with the big problems, big-headed heartache, big worry, big mountains, big giants, big decisions. The bigger the problem, the bigger the miracle. Can't nothing or nobody stop God from working for you. You just have to keep your eyes on the grapes, not the giants. Hallelujah. You got to keep your eyes on the grapes, not the giants. I was looking at this idea of big problems, big trouble, big difficulty, big, B-I-G. Whenever the enemy tries to show you how big the adversity is, always remember this acronym, but it's God, B-I-G, but it's God. There's a wall in front of me that seems too big to overcome, but it's God. There's a mountain that seems too big to move, but it's God. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that whatever the enemy shows me to deter me from my promise by intimidating me with the sheer vastness of the problem, I must remember, but it's God's promise, but it's God's power, but it's God's ability, but it's God's strength. I ain't by myself. I have God with me. The problem with the ten spies was that they did see the land was everything God said it would be. It flowed with milk and honey. The economy was good again. There was more space and freedom to live an enjoyable life. The issue was that's all they allowed themselves to see. You have to learn when to look naturally and when to look at the circumstances spiritually. When you're looking at your problem and all you can see are promise and all you can see are problems, then you have the wrong vision. And you're going to have to take off the natural and place on spiritual lenses. The reason why you haven't even inquired about the house you want is because although you see the beauty of your home, you also see the maintenance and you see the cost and you see the overhead. I'm not saying to be foolish in your decision making, but I am saying that if God promised it to you, you must take your focus off of everything that seems to be threatening you away through doubt and focus on the promise through faith. So what I'm telling you is the bigger the problem, bigger the promise. The bigger the storm, the bigger the peace. The bigger the weight, the bigger the strength. The bigger the issue, the bigger the breakthrough. Next time you face something that is big, give God a big praise because that means he has something big in store for you. Here's number two. Your future is decided by who you choose to believe. Your future is decided by who you choose to believe. As we continue in this story, we not only witness the spies exploring the land of promise, but we get to hear what they said about it. As I previously stated, they came back with conflicting reports. On one hand, they acknowledged that the promise was indeed true. What God said about the land was true. What God said about the job was true. What God said about the promotion was true. What God said about the reconciliation was true. But the problem was that they didn't stop with the truth. Listen, people of God, learn to stop with the truth. Once you get to the truth, stop there. Don't go beyond the truth. They kept talking and inevitably talked themselves into believing the lies of the devil. And that's what they did was cancel out what God showed them. And that's what doubt does. It cancels out faith. When I was growing up, one of my favorite subjects in school was math, anything dealing with math. Algebra, I loved it. Trigonometry and calculus, I loved them. And I learned something with math that applies to our lives. It deals with negativity. The first thing I learned was that whenever a negative is present in an equation, it takes away or subtracts from the overall result. And that's how doubt works. It takes away from your faith. It robs you of your belief, even though you can see the truth with your own two eyes. The second thing involved negatives is its ability to cancel out. It cancels out whatever is there. So 1 minus 1, 1 minus 1 equals 0. 10 minus 10 equals 0. 1 million minus a million is 0. What I'm saying is that doubt, again, cancels out faith and leaves you with nothing. The third thing involved in negatives has to do with what's greater or less. Whenever the negative is numerically greater than the positive, the result is a negative. Think about it. 12 spies went to Canaan to see the promise, yet 2 came back with a positive report, while the other 10 came with a negative report. And the entire congregation started freaking out because the negatives outweighed the positives. Never allow your doubt to outweigh your faith. Never allow your doubt to be greater than your faith, because if you do, it will bring you down a path of negativity that you may never recover from. What they heard, they believed. Get this, whatever you repeat here, you eventually believe. That's why I tell people you got to hear the word of God all the time so that you can, when you hear it, you eventually start believing, because faith comes by hearing. Your future is decided by who you choose to believe. Will you choose to believe the report of the majority or the minority? But here's the thing. The devil wants you to think that the 10 were the majority, but actually that's deceiving. Because whenever you have God with you, it doesn't matter how many people speak against you. It doesn't matter how many people speak against your vision or your life. God plus one is the majority. As much as I appreciate the doctor, I still choose to believe God's report that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. As much as I appreciate elections, I choose to look into the hill which comes my help, not Capitol Hill. I believe God's promise that even when I'm under attack from people, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Even when I'm dealing with situations that break me down, the weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I choose to believe God no matter what I see. Here's number three, as I hasten to a close. The most dangerous person in your life is the one who feeds your doubts. Jesus. The most dangerous person in your life is the one who feeds your doubts. I'm about to make some of your closest friends mad, and your family members going to be mad with me, and I'm okay with it. Here it is. Anybody who is a constant supplier of doubt is somebody you need to cut off from your life. Anybody who's a constant supplier of doubt is someone you need to cut off from your life. I'm talking about anyone. The moment I hear a person constantly complaining or speaking negative or planting seeds of doubt, I first call them on it. But if they continue to do it, I leave them alone. I have nothing to say as it relates to what I believe in God for. Doubt spreads like cancer. And the danger with cancer is that it replicates quickly. Doubt spreads like wildfire. And just like cancer must be cut out to stop it from spreading, so must doubt be cut out. Don't tell me about your stories of failure if they don't end victory when you hear me talk about starting my own business. I don't want to hear how hard it's going to be because if you're not willing to stick with me. I don't want to know how other people couldn't get it done. If God said that it's mine, then it's mine. And here's the thing, people. If you believe God with me, then stay away from me. Here's my last thing that I want to share with you. Number four, the season of your life will change the moment you use your faith. This season of your life will change the moment you use your faith. This is an extremely important principle you must grab. Whenever you use your faith, whatever season you're in changes. Get this, the enemy wants you to doubt God so that he can keep you where you are. He wants you to lose all faith in the promise so that you can stay miserable. He wants you to lose all faith in the promise so that you can stay depressed and stressed and angry. I want to prophesy to anybody who will exercise their faith before in 2013. There's a shift coming to your life, but you're going to have to trust God. This is going to be a year for you to remember, but you're going to have to use your faith. You use your faith by pursuing what God promised. Here's what messed Israel up. Because they lost faith by believing man over God, they wound up staying in the wilderness. This an additional 37 years. Did you hear me? They stayed wandering in the desert for 37 more years because they refused to trust God. They stayed in an unpleasant season because of doubt. They stayed in a dry place because of doubt. They stayed in the wilderness because of doubt. They stayed in a perplexing situation because of doubt. They stayed in a chaotic situation because of doubt. And what's amazing is that they obviously knew how to get to the promise because the spies went and came back. However, this is what God told me. Hear this because it affects like God told me, I'd never release a promise to those who won't believe me for it. And so they couldn't change seasons because they wouldn't walk in faith. Until you walk by faith, you're going to stay disgusted. You're going to stay broken. You're going to stay confused. You're going to stay perplexed. Until you learn to walk by faith, you're going to keep crying. You're going to remain lost. You're going to stay living beneath your privileges. I don't know about you, but I refuse to stay here another day. I refuse to stay here another hour. I refuse to stay in this crazy place another minute. I'm ready for my breakthrough. I'm ready for my promise. I'm ready for my release. I'm ready for my breakout season. Listen. As I close, hear this. Every year in sports, there's a player who last season was just okay. Last season, they were just average. Last season, they hadn't really reached their potential. But one day, they decided that playing like last season was no longer good enough. They were determined to make the next season their best season, and they did it. And we call them the breakout players. They broke through and they broke out. I wonder if there's anybody on the line today who is ready to break through and break out. Anybody ready to not only enter a new season but thrive in this new season? Then get ready because God has a breakthrough for anyone who will use their faith to break out of doubt. There's a breakthrough for those who will trust God. There's a breakthrough for those of you who will depend on God. There's a breakthrough to those who will hold fast to the promise. Don't stop praying. Those who will not, there's a breakthrough. This is my breakout week, my breakout year. You can't make me doubt God. You can't make me doubt him, as the old saints used to say. I know too much about him. I believe that this is my season for greatness. I believe that this is my season for miracles. I believe that this is my season for breakthrough. I believe that this is my season for elevation. I am breaking out and I'm breaking through. Doubt has to go because it's going to keep me from breaking out. I'm not letting doubt hold me back. Oh, no, I trust God over what I see. I trust God over what I'm experiencing. I trust God over whatever what comes my way. I have taken doubt off the table. God, I only trust what you say, because you said, Father, you keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind on you, because I trust you. God, I trust you. So I thank you for the peace that's going to come to your people right now in the name of Jesus. Doubt is not an option. People of God, get ready to have a breakout year. Get ready to have a breakout year. And I'm not talking about the actual when January 1 hits, because God told me, and I shared this with my ministry on Sunday, that whenever you declare a new season or a new year, it can start right now. So I'm not waiting until January 1. I'm declaring that right now, this is a new year for me. Right now, this is a new season for me. I have just switched. I have just come out of where I was, and I'm walking into my promise. God bless you. I pray that this word touched you or helped you in some shape, form, or fashion. Amen. And I love you all with the love of the Lord. There's absolutely nothing that you can do about it. Turning the call back over.
Glory to God. I receive that. Minister LaShawn, please come forward and bring our prayer request. Minister LaShawn, are you there? Minister Tammy, will you come forward and bring our prayer request? Hello, can anyone hear me? Am I on?
Go ahead, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, Minister.
Okay, the devil, the liar. Good morning. Father God, we thank you for such a powerful message this morning. We thank you for allowing us to break out. We thank you, Lord, for us becoming that comeback kid, because we are King's kids. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for another ability for us to be testament of your word. We know, Lord, that you are bigger than any mountain that tries to appear to be bigger than you, Father, Lord God. We thank you for trampling over any adversity that the enemy tries to put in our life. Father, Lord God, we ask that you please watch over Pastor Guillermo's family, Lord. Comfort him in their time of loss. Comfort him in their time of need, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much in the name of Jesus that you know how to give peace, that Jehovah Shalom peace, Lord, when it is needed. Lord, when a family member goes home, let us remember, Lord, that they may not be in the living room with us. They may not be able to sing Christmas carols with us, but they are singing with the angels, and they are with you, Father, Lord God. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, for comforting us, for those who are ill, for those who are not feeling well, for the babies who may be in danger, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the steadfast faith that he has in you, Lord. We ask that you please watch over Rob. Continue to watch over the Sims family, the Wilson family, Lord. Continue to bless those, Lord, who bless you. Lord, even bless those who have doubt, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that those that doubt you see and realize that there is no failure in you. There is no such thing as doubt when it comes to you, Lord. Allow those professing your name to be able to be testament so others around them know that you are real, that you are good, that you are better than good, that you are amazing, that you are great, that you are magnificent, Father, Lord God. We ask that you please guide our tongues, our mind, and our hearts and our feet so we can do what it is that you want us to do, Father, Lord God. We ask that you please have us walk and march and proclaim your name, Father, Lord God. And we thank you for all you have done. Father, we thank you for Pastor Chuck, and we ask that you please refill him as he so much sows into you, Lord, that he is that powerful vessel that you have given to us, Lord, on your behalf, Father, Lord God. We ask that you please restore into him, Lord, as he so freely gave back. We ask that that word that he gave was able to be something that everyone can use and chew on, Lord. We thank you for the spiritual food that you have given us, Lord. So as we continue to celebrate your son, we ask that you please keep our minds and our hearts free and clear in the name of Jesus and all that we do. Amen and amen. Amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God. Praise God. Family members, I want you to also just stay in tune. I'll give you information regarding our Saturday call. If not today, I'll go ahead and give that to you tomorrow. But in the meantime, let me just give you our motivational call. Phone number again, it's immediately following this call. And Pastor Chuck, then I'll call you back up and you can close us out with our benediction. The motivational call number with Platinum President Dorothy Cook is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. And also remember our website, fillabottlesavealife.com.
That's Evangelist Gwen's website. Sow into her life. She is a blessing to us. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead,
yes, ma'am.
Pastor.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Pastor. Go ahead.
Amen. God, we thank you for all that we received on this word, every prayer, every request that was lifted up. I ask you, O God, to honor our petition. We agree with our brothers and sisters by faith that you will do just what you promised us. God, as we go throughout this day, let this be the best day that we've ever experienced, the best day of our lives. Just protect us, oh God, and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Bless the next call. Allow that information to be what we need to hear. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you.